Between the words asher and lo is a line. That line we call a pasik. Pasik goes like this. Pasik asher pasik. Now there are three different signs that have the same ta'am as the pasik. Pasik, and then something we call pasir gadol, and then shelshelet. Now, if you go to the second chapter in the 12th sentence, Perek Bet, Pasuk Yod Bet, Nasheku Bar. Over the word bar, over the letter bet, you have a sign that is Pazir Gadol. This goes the same like a Pasik. Pazir Gadol, Nasheku Bar, Pazir Gadol. Now the third one, if you go to the third perek, the third sentence, perek gimel, pasuk gimel. In the middle you have a word, yeshu'ata. Over the ayin you have what we call a shelshelet. Shelshelet is sounded the same way as a pasuk. Shelshelet, yeshu'ata. So we have the three of them. You have pasik, pasir gadol, shalshelet. Three of them, the same ta'am. There is an exception, however, to the pasik. If you turn to chapter 5, perek he, pasuk he, you will see the word resha atta. Under atta, we have an atna, what we call an atna under the aleph. When the pasik comes before an atnah or a soft pasuk, it's pronounced pasik resha atta. Now also go to the same chapter and the end of the seventh pasuk, pasuk zayin. The end of pasuk zayin, yeta'ib Hashem. After yeta'ib, you have a pasik and then Hashem before the soft pasuk. When the pasik comes before an atnah or a sof pasuk, is pronounced pasik resha atta yeta'ib hamonai. So we go back again to the first perek. Three ta'ams have the same ta'am as the pasik. The pasik, pasir gadol, and the shelshelet. The exceptions are the pasik before an atnah or before a sof pasuk is pronounced pasik